You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. On Post Street in San Francisco's Japantown, there's a building that doesn't look like its neighbors. It's ultra-modern, covered in chrome and glass. Inside, Japanese pop music pumps through the speakers. The New People building is dedicated to Japanese pop culture, street fashion like the frilly Lolita style, or manga and anime, Japanese comics and animated cartoons. But just up the street lives the older, slower Japantown, more bonsai and taiko than robots and platform boots. KALW's Timothy Lu Lee brings us this portrait of a neighborhood navigating its past and present.
I see it as kind of two worlds. You've got modern Japan and you've got traditional Japan.
Linda Mahara runs Paper Tree, an origami shop that's been in the family and in Japantown since 1974. Racks upon racks of colorful paper hang in the store. Meticulously crafted origami animals are displayed, including a two-foot-long dragon whose every scale is separately folded. But Mahara says younger generations of Japanese Americans have different interests than when she was growing up in the 60s.
There's a lot of focus on things like manga and anime, and not so much the traditions. But I had a great understanding about my Japanese history, and there aren't too many, I think, Japanese Americans that can say that.
Having grown up in Japantown, she's aware she might be the exception rather than the rule. But that doesn't change what she feels is important for young people.
If you're born and raised here, then you have a great chance of really having more exposure to Japan than I think anywhere else. That's why I think it's important to still focus on those crafts and things like the flower arranging, the bonsai, and those traditional aspects of Japan.
The problem is, though, the kids are bored. Here's Tiffany Fuji, a 21-year-old Japanese-American who grew up with some of those traditions.
I'd go as a kid wearing maybe a kimono or something to tea ceremonies at one point. So I never got into it. But I don't want to go there and be like, oh, this is so sleepy.
Nowadays, she's traded the kimono for costumes based on her favorite anime characters, like Sakura from the show Cardcaptors.
I really liked Magical Girls, and I watched it, and I was like, this is so cool, and I want to be like this girl.
Power of light!
So Fuji suited up. At the annual Japantown Cherry Blossom Festival, usually a site for celebrating traditional arts and crafts, Fuji took part in Sakura 360, an initiative to highlight contemporary Japanese culture.
There were definitely some like Nintendo characters, or like maybe like a Dragon Ball or something costume, but I just feel like I belong there, you know.
Fuji loves Japanese pop culture, but doesn't feel connected to traditional stuff. And for a tradition to survive, young people have to pick up the torch. In today's Japantown, it's kind of a race against time. Many Japanese don't live in Japantown anymore. Seniors are in nursing homes or have already passed away. And the demolition of Japan Center, the cultural and commercial heart of Japantown, has been looming over the community for years. Of course, this isn't the first time Japanese Americans have faced adversity. The original Japantown was leveled in the quake of 1906. Thousands of Japanese were forced to leave homes and businesses for internment camps during World War II, and were displaced again in the 60s when the city wanted to redevelop the area to make room for the current version of Japantown.
This is where Asia America began, San Francisco, and it's easy to forget. This is the first Japantown.
Brenda Wong Aoki is an Asian American artist and community organizer. She and her partner, Mark Izu, wanted to do something to address these issues in Japantown.
I feel very strongly about it not dying, but I didn't really see anything being done about it. It just seemed like everybody's just waiting for the wrecking balls. I kept telling Mark, somebody's got to do something. And finally, it was like, well, I guess we'll do something.
Aoki and Izu created a project called Sweet J-Town. That's S-U-I-T-E. It's a space in Japan Center for community-made artwork and performances. The project is a way to celebrate community, remember history, and spread awareness about the center's possible demolition. And that means getting both the old and the young involved.
So much of what we might lose if Japantown's gone are all the small merchants and the little, you know, all these little tiny places.
Marissa Bergman is 24. Before getting involved with Sweet J-Town, she never really got to know her Japanese heritage. But through the project, Bergman and other young people like her have met with Japanese-American seniors, leaders, activists, and artists. They've immersed themselves in the community and have become what the project calls J-Tells, a new generation to carry on the legacy.
What we ended up doing in the gallery, everyone was working together, so it felt like we were being mentored and receiving a transmission of their experience.
Together, they wrote calligraphy, made origami, collected cherry blossoms, and old photos of families from Japantown. Each item became part of a circular installation, a mandala laid out on Sweet J-Town's floor.
We wanted to kind of connect everyone and invite everyone to see themselves as part of this bigger community.
So if we could have everyone back there in the back of the room come and sit down, that would be wonderful.
And it's this feeling where, you know, you feel like something's aligning and something is more in balance now than it was when I wasn't in connection with my roots.
Although Marissa Bergman has found her sense of belonging with traditional culture, others are still having trouble finding the motivation. Again, Tiffany Fuji.
If I don't do it anymore and people of my generation don't do it anymore, then it's just going to be gone in history forever, right? I wish someone would do it, but then that's what everyone else is thinking. Like, I wish someone would just, you know, learn it. I don't want to do it, but I wish someone will do it.
Collaborative efforts like Sweet J-Town and Sakura 360 can help young people rekindle a connection with the past, but it's unclear whether that connection can catch up or catch on in the modern world. In San Francisco, I'm Timothy Luli for Cross Currents.
This Saturday and Sunday, San Francisco's Japantown hosts the 42nd annual Nihonmachi Street Fair. The fair takes place on Post Street between Laguna and Fillmore.